And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. A federal judge orders 5 Oklahoma tribes and Governor Kevin Stitt to mediation in their dispute over gaming compacts. Tribes filed a lawsuit at the end of last year asking for a ruling the compacts renewed automatically. Stitt responded by asking the judge to find Class 3 gaming illegal and to shut it down. Chief United States District Judge Timothy DiGiusti will appoint a mediator from a list of 3 Stitt and the tribes must submit by Friday. That will also be the last day for any additional tribes to join the lawsuit. DiGiusti set a deadline of March 31st for the sides to reach an agreement. The Oklahoma House passes its second bill of the legislative session. House Bill 3195 would require sheriffs and other jailers to fully comply with federal immigration detainers. Democratic Rep. Regina Goodwin says considering the first bill passed by House Republicans is effectively an abortion ban, she wonders if they're just passing these sorts of bills that weren't a focus in past sessions because they can.
That does not stop the lawsuits that are going to be coming. It doesn't stop the monies that are going to be wasted, and it doesn't in any way help the people in Oklahoma that we really, really need to be helping. So
the measure passed 78-21 along party lines. President Trump's proposed budget includes $120 million for a veterans hospital in downtown Tulsa. The project would convert the state-owned Kerr Edmondson building across 7th Street from OSU Medical Center into a 275,000-square-foot, 58-bed hospital. The project was approved through a program started in 2016 that lets communities help develop VA facilities. In conjunction with state efforts to find diversion programs for what are now considered misdemeanor drug offenses, the Tulsa sheriff seeks a change in the law. Governmental Affairs Director Terry Simonson says creating a drug diversion program could reduce the jail population.
We're arresting people on misdemeanor drug possessions and putting them in jail. And the jail was never built really to be a misdemeanor jail.
The proposed bill would give the sheriff and DA the option of creating a diversion treatment program for those arrested on misdemeanor drug possession charges. Our weather forecast: cloudy today with a high of 46. Rain likely tonight into tomorrow. We'll have a low of 38 tonight. Right now, overcast and 36. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.